If you only work when results show up, you'll never become who you're capable of being. That's the truth most people avoid. They quit too soon. They check progress every 5 minutes. They say they're working hard, but deep down, they're just chasing quick rewards. And when nothing shows up fast, they stop. Not because they're weak, but because they never learn to fall in love with the work itself. But here's the shift. When you get obsessed with showing up, staying consistent, and doing the hard stuff every day without needing a reward, you change. You become solid. You stop needing motivation. You stop waiting for the perfect moment. You trust yourself, because you're doing the work with or without applause. This isn't about hype. It's about building the mindset that actually gets results. If you're tired of starting over, if you're tired of giving up, this is the message that will help you fix it for good. Stay here. You need this. Chapter 1. Start your day by doing the hardest task first. When you wake up in the morning, you begin with a fresh chance to direct your day. The way you choose to start has a powerful influence over everything that follows. If you reach for the easiest thing, if you drift into distraction, or if you begin with comfort, you set the tone for more of the same. But if you choose to take on the hardest task first, you establish a rhythm of strength, control, and self-respect that can carry you through the day. This principle is not just about productivity. It is about training your mind, building discipline, and proving to yourself that you have the power to handle life directly. Think about it. Every day, you face choices. Some are easy, some are demanding. Some take courage, focus, and effort. The hardest task is often the one you avoid. It is the phone call you don't want to make, the work you've been postponing, the challenge you fear you might fail at, or the discipline you haven't built yet. These are the very tasks that grow you the most. Starting your day with them is a way of saying, I choose growth over comfort. I choose progress over excuses. That decision alone changes everything. Most people fall into the trap of postponing the hard things. They tell themselves they will do them later, when they feel ready, or when conditions are better. But later often never comes. Energy gets spent on smaller tasks. The day fills up with distractions. By the time evening comes, the hardest task still sits there untouched, heavy, and unfinished. This habit slowly eats away at confidence. It creates stress, guilt, and the feeling of being behind. On the other hand, when you take that hard task and finish it first, you start your day with relief, clarity, and pride. You feel lighter because you've already faced what most people keep avoiding. Doing the hardest task first is more than a strategy. It is psychology. Your willpower and focus are at their highest in the morning. You are less drained, less distracted, and less pulled in 100 directions. If you wait until later, you meet resistance. But when you act early, you use your best energy where it matters most. You prove that you control the day instead of the day controlling you. That is real power. Imagine the feeling. You wake up, you look at the task you've been avoiding, and you say to yourself, I'll do it now. As you move through it, you may feel discomfort, your mind may try to resist, but you stay with it. You break it into steps, you push through, and then, as you finish, you feel a wave of relief, pride, and energy. That moment of achievement creates momentum. Everything else feels easier afterward because you already handled the heaviest thing. This habit also builds identity. Each time you do the hardest task first, you tell yourself something about who you are. You say, I am the kind of person who does not run from responsibility. I face it directly. I can be trusted by myself to handle challenges. Over time, this changes how you see yourself. And how you see yourself determines how far you go. If you see yourself as weak, you shrink. If you see yourself as strong, you rise. Starting with the hardest task reinforces strength every single day. Let's consider what happens in real life. Imagine you need to prepare a report for work, one that requires focus and clear thinking. If you delay it, you may spend the whole day with it hanging over you. Each time you think about it, you feel stress. But if you start your morning by completing it, you walk into the rest of your day with a lighter mind. You can handle smaller tasks with ease because the big one is already behind you. The same applies to health. If exercising is the hardest thing for you, doing it first means you build your day on discipline instead of excuses. Your body feels alive, your mind feels sharp, and you carry that energy into everything else. There is also the emotional side. Avoiding hard tasks leads to frustration and self-doubt. Facing them creates pride and confidence. Each morning gives you the chance to set that emotional tone. Ask yourself, do you want to live with the weight of avoidance or the freedom of completion? The answer is clear when you look at it honestly. Now, some people think this requires motivation. They believe they need to feel like doing the hard task before they can begin. But motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes. Discipline is what you need. Discipline means acting regardless of mood. When you make it a rule to start with the hardest task, you no longer wait for motivation. You depend on commitment. That shift alone separates successful people from those who remain stuck. Here's how you can apply this today. Before you go to bed, write down the single, hardest, or most important task you need to complete tomorrow. Circle it. In the morning, before you do anything else, begin with that task. No phone scrolling, no email checking, no postponing. Sit down and start. Even if you don't finish it right away, the fact that you began builds momentum. Day after day, this small habit creates massive growth. Another thing to consider is the role of resistance. Your mind will always try to talk you out of hard work. It will say, "Do something easier, do it later, take a break first." This is where growth lies, right at the edge of resistance. When you push past that voice, you prove that you are stronger than your excuses. That is how resilience is built. Each time you win that battle, you make it easier to win again tomorrow. There is also a deeper reason this matters. Life will not hand you success just because you want it. Success belongs to those who do the work consistently, especially when it is uncomfortable. If you spend your life chasing results, you will often be disappointed. Results take time. They depend on many factors beyond your control. But the work, the effort you give today, that is always within your control. By focusing on the work first, you build a foundation that results cannot help but follow. Think about the difference between two people. One wakes up and spends the morning on easy tasks, checking messages, browsing, handling minor chores. The other wakes up and goes straight into the hardest task. At the end of a year, the second person is unrecognizable compared to the first. They have grown stronger, more capable, and more confident because they built a habit of facing challenges daily. That is the power of starting with the hardest task. Now, let's talk about feelings. When you avoid the hard task, you carry a constant background tension. It nags at you. It makes you restless. But when you face it, you feel calm. You feel in control. Your mind is free to focus on other things. This shift in emotion is one of the greatest rewards. Life feels better when you stop running from the hard work. This practice also teaches patience. Results don't always come right away. You may not see the outcome you want after one day or one week, but you can always see your effort. By doing the hardest task first, you build a record of effort that compounds. One day you look back and realize how far you've come. Progress becomes undeniable when you stack disciplined days together. You may wonder, what if I fail at the hardest task? That's the wrong way to see it. Even if you don't achieve perfection, you win by starting. You win by trying. You win by refusing to avoid. Failure is not the enemy. Avoidance is the enemy. The moment you face the task, you are already ahead of most people. And remember, this is not about perfection. It is about direction. Each morning you choose a direction. You can move toward weakness by avoiding, or you can move toward strength by acting. Each choice adds up. Over months and years, these choices build your character, your future, and your success. So tomorrow morning, when you wake up, ask yourself one question. What is the hardest thing I need to do today? Answer it honestly. Then do it first. Don't wait for the right mood. Don't wait for inspiration. Just begin. As you do, you'll feel the difference. Your confidence will rise. Your day will flow with more energy. And you will know deep inside that you are becoming the person you were meant to be, someone who doesn't avoid the hard things, but embraces them as the path to growth. This is how you build a life of strength, resilience, and real progress. Start your day by doing the hardest task first. Make it your rule. Make it your habit. And watch how it transforms not just your mornings, but your entire life. Chapter 2. Focus only on actions you can control today. When you wake up each day, you face a reality you cannot always shape. Life comes with uncertainty, with situations you cannot predict, and with outcomes you cannot fully control. If you spend your energy worrying about what you cannot change, you drain yourself and end up weaker. But if you put your attention only on what you can do today, your effort, your choices, your actions, you begin to live with clarity and power. This is one of the strongest disciplines you can build because it places you in control of yourself rather than being carried by the weight of things outside your reach. The truth is, most people live stressed not because of the work in front of them, but because of the thoughts running in their head. They replay mistakes they cannot undo. They fear outcomes they cannot guarantee. They compare themselves to people whose lives they cannot control. Every one of those patterns steals energy from the only place it can matter, your actions in the present moment. The path to progress is not found in speculation or worry. It is found in the deliberate use of today. When you focus on what you can control, you anchor your life. You stop wasting hours imagining what might go wrong. Instead, you use those hours to build something solid with your hands, your mind, and your discipline. Imagine the difference between two people. One spends the day consumed with fear about whether others will accept them, whether their work will be praised, whether the future will turn out well. The other spends the day making calls, writing, planning, creating, learning, improving. Which one do you think grows faster? Which one feels more confident at night when they lay their head down? The answer is simple. Energy given to action produces strength. Energy wasted on what cannot be controlled produces weakness. This mindset has to be trained. It does not come automatically. Your mind will always want to wander into the future or replay the past. The discipline is to bring it back. When your thoughts drift to what if, bring them back to what now. Ask yourself daily, what can I do in this hour, in this task, in this moment? The shift may seem small, but it can change the entire direction of your life. Take, for example, a student preparing for an exam. They cannot control the exact questions that will be asked. They cannot control the grading curve. But they can control how many hours they study, how focused they are, and how well they practice. If they put all their energy into worrying about the test instead of studying, they feel anxious and unprepared. But if they commit to daily study, they walk in with confidence. The same rule applies to your career. You cannot control whether your boss recognizes every effort or whether the market shifts tomorrow. But you can control the quality of work you produce, the skills you learn, and the consistency of your performance. Those are the levers you hold. Think about relationships. You cannot control how every person will think of you. You cannot control whether they approve or reject you. But you can control how you treat people, how honest you are, how well you listen, and how much respect you show. If you keep giving energy to winning approval, you'll feel powerless. But if you keep giving energy to building your own character, you will attract the right people naturally and repel the ones who don't belong in your circle. That is strength. Focusing only on actions you can control also frees you from the cycle of blame. People who give too much attention to what they cannot control always look for someone to blame. They say, "The system is against me," or "They didn't give me a chance." But the stronger approach is to ask, "What can I do right now?" Maybe you can learn a new skill. Maybe you can reach out to one more person. Maybe you can work longer hours. These actions may not guarantee instant results, but they guarantee growth. And growth is always under your control. This practice also reduces stress. Most stress is created in the mind by attaching to what cannot be predicted. You feel tense because you think about outcomes that may or may not happen. But when you return your attention to what you can control, breathing, working, acting, moving, you calm yourself. You realize that the future is not yours to command, but the present island. And when you do the best with the present, the future takes care of itself in ways you cannot always see now. Here's a powerful daily exercise. Every morning, write down two lists. On the first list, write everything you cannot control: the weather, other people's opinions, the economy, the past, the future. On the second list, write what you can control: your effort, your time, your learning, your habits, your health, your words. Then, choose to give your full energy only to the second list. The first list is wasted energy. Tear it up, let it go, train your brain to ignore it. Over time, this simple practice rewires your mind to stay grounded in what makes a real difference. Many people confuse control with desire. They want results so badly that they believe they can force them. But you can never control outcomes fully. You can only control the steps you take toward them. For example, you cannot control whether your business will succeed overnight, but you can control how many people you call, how consistent you are with service, and how much effort you put into quality. These actions raise the chance of success, but they don't guarantee it. That's why the focus must always remain on the controllable part. Otherwise, disappointment will crush you. The human mind is built to search for certainty, but life rarely offers it. If you wait for certainty before acting, you may never move. That is why the discipline of focusing on controllable actions is liberating. You learn to live with uncertainty without being paralyzed by it. You act in spite of it. You move forward, not because the road is clear, but because the step in front of you is one you can take. When you begin to live this way, you also free yourself from comparison. Comparison is one of the fastest ways to destroy your confidence. You look at someone else's success, but you do not see their struggles. You do not control their life, their timing, their path. The only thing you control is what you do with your own hours. By staying focused on your own actions, you build your own progress instead of being distracted by someone else's highlight reel. This principle is also key in building resilience. Life will hit you with events you did not ask for: loss, rejection, setbacks. You cannot control them, but you can always control your response. You can control whether you stand up again, whether you learn something from it, whether you keep moving forward. That is resilience. Resilience is not avoiding pain. It is choosing your response when pain comes. And your response is always under your control. If you build this discipline long enough, it changes how you see life itself. You stop expecting it to be predictable or easy. you stop waiting for the perfect conditions. You understand that conditions may never be perfect, but your actions can always be disciplined. That mindset builds confidence. You no longer need the world to cooperate for you to feel secure. You know that as long as you can act today, you have power. Here's another practical step. When you feel overwhelmed by everything you need to do, stop and ask, "What is one small action I can take right now?" Often the mind feels trapped not because the work is too big, but because it is scattered. Bringing it back to one small, controllable action restores movement, and movement creates confidence. Over time, this approach becomes a way of life. You stop fearing failure because failure is an outcome, not an action. Outcomes are uncertain, actions are certain. If you give everything you can today, you can sleep with peace. If results don't come yet, you don't collapse because you know you did your part. That is how you keep moving without burning out. Every person who has achieved something meaningful has lived this principle. Athletes cannot control the score, but they can control their training and effort. Leaders cannot control how every decision is received, but they can control their preparation and their courage to act. Students cannot control the final grade entirely, but they can control their study habits. In each case, the winners are those who kept their attention on what they could do rather than wasting time on what they couldn't. So when you wake up tomorrow, remind yourself, you don't control the world, you don't control people, you don't control outcomes, but you do control what you do today. That is enough. Put all your strength into it. Build your life on that foundation. The results will come in their own time, but you will already have something more important. You will have the peace of knowing you lived fully in the part of life you could touch. That is where true power lies, in choosing to act today with what is in your hands.
Chapter 3. Train your mind to enjoy the act of working. Most people see work as something they have to get through instead of something they can learn to enjoy. They wake up each morning feeling resistance, dragging themselves into tasks, waiting for the moment they can stop. That mindset drains life its energy. It makes every day a battle against yourself. But there is another way. You can train your mind to find meaning and satisfaction in the act of working itself. When you do, work is no longer a punishment or an obstacle. It becomes an engine for your growth, a place where you strengthen yourself, and an experience you can embrace without resentment. The first truth to understand is that enjoyment is not automatic. You don't magically wake up one morning suddenly loving the effort required. Enjoyment is built through repeated practice, through shaping your mind to connect work with purpose instead of pain. Your brain learns to respond to whatever you repeatedly associate with effort. If every time you work you tell yourself it's suffering, you deepen that belief. But if every time you work you remind yourself you are building strength, progress and self-respect, you start to feel differently about the same task. This is not about changing the work, it's about changing the meaning you give to the work. Look closely at how your body and mind react when you avoid work. At first you feel relief, but soon guilt creeps in, stress grows, and you know deep down you are falling behind. Compare that to the feeling you get when you fully engage in your work. Even if it's hard, even if it takes time, once you're inside the process you feel alive. You feel focus sharpening. You feel energy rising. The difference is not in the task, it's in your approach. Training your mind to enjoy work means teaching yourself to pay attention to this deeper satisfaction rather than the initial discomfort. Think about athletes. For them, practice is not always pleasant. Their muscles ache. They push their limits, they face exhaustion, but they learn to connect that effort with progress. They learn to love the burn, because it tells them they are growing stronger. You may not be running laps or lifting weights, but your daily work is the same in principle. It pushes you. it challenges you. And when you train your mind to see the value, you begin to take pride in the struggle itself. One powerful way to shift your mindset is to focus on small wins inside the process. Instead of looking only at the final result, notice the improvements you make along the way. Did you concentrate longer than yesterday? Did you finish a section you once avoided? Did you stay disciplined when you wanted to stop? These small wins add up. They are proof of growth. If you pay attention to them, they fuel enjoyment. Your brain begins to reward you not only when the job is done, but while you're doing it. That is the real shift. Learning to feel satisfaction in progress, not just in completion. There is also an emotional layer. Many people hate work because they link it with pressure from outside, expectations, deadlines, demands. They forget they also have an inner reason to work. You can remind yourself that work is your way of shaping your own life. Every hour you put in is an hour invested in building skills, character, and opportunities. When you see your work as self-directed rather than forced, it transforms your relationship with it. You no longer feel chained. You feel empowered. You realize this is your choice, your discipline, your path. That sense of ownership makes the act of working far more enjoyable. Another important factor is presence. Much of the misery around work comes from not actually being present while doing it. People half work and half distract themselves. They scroll their phones, they daydream, they complain. No wonder it feels dull. If you throw yourself fully into the task, focus completely, and cut out distraction, the experience changes. Flow begins. Time passes faster. Your attention narrows and the work becomes its own reward. You may even find joy in simple movements, in the rhythm of typing, writing, building, solving. Training your mind to enjoy work requires learning to be fully present inside it. There will be days when you feel resistance no matter what. On those days, the secret is not to fight the feeling, but to act anyway. As you start, notice how the resistance fades once you engage. The first minutes are often the hardest. Once you pass them, your body and mind adapt. If you remind yourself that the discomfort is temporary but the pride will last, you strengthen your ability to enjoy the process. Over time, this repetition teaches your mind that beginning the work is always better than delaying it. That memory makes starting easier in the future. Another key to enjoyment is variety within structure. People often hate work because it feels monotonous. You can keep structure, but change your approach. Work in intervals. Adjust your environment. Break tasks into sections. Challenge yourself to improve speed, quality, or focus. Give yourself small checkpoints of progress. By creating variety inside your discipline, you make the act of working more stimulating. Instead of seeing it as endless drudgery, you see it as a series of challenges you can rise to meet. Let's talk about emotions tied to effort. Every time you avoid work, you feel weaker inside. Every time you engage in work, you feel stronger. This emotional feedback loop is powerful. You can use it to your advantage. When you feel the resistance, remind yourself of the regret you feel when you avoid. Then remind yourself of the pride you feel when you finish. This simple comparison can tip your mind toward action and gradually train it to enjoy choosing effort over avoidance. The way you speak to yourself also matters. If your self-talk around work is filled with complaints, your mind learns to hate it. If your self-talk is filled with encouragement, your mind learns to embrace it. Simple phrases like "this is making me stronger," "I am building myself," or "this is how I grow" shape your emotions in real time. Over weeks and months, this becomes automatic. You start to feel good the moment you begin working, because your brain now links work with growth rather than burden. Look at children learning something new. At first it feels hard, sometimes frustrating. But as they begin to see progress, Their face lights up. They laugh. They keep trying. They want more. Adults often forget this natural joy of learning and creating. You can recover it by paying attention to the improvements you make. Work can be frustrating, but it can also be deeply satisfying when you frame it as practice, not punishment. There's also a long-term perspective. When you look back on your life, the moments you will remember with pride are rarely the times you avoided effort. They are the times you worked hard, pushed through, and saw yourself grow. If you can keep that truth in mind daily, work stops feeling like something to escape. It feels like the substance of a meaningful life. The joy is not just in reaching goals, but in knowing you lived with discipline and gave your best. Another practice to build enjoyment is gratitude. Instead of seeing work as an unfair demand, remind yourself of the opportunity it represents. Many people would give anything for the chance to learn, to build, to earn, to grow. When you frame work as a privilege rather than a punishment, the emotional weight changes. Gratitude makes you more willing to dive in fully. It creates a sense of honor in doing your part, no matter how small or large the task. Over time, these habits rewire your brain. The resistance weakens, the pride strengthens. Work stops being something you need to escape and becomes something you are eager to face. Not because it is always easy, but because you have trained yourself to find joy in the effort itself. This does not mean you will never feel tired or challenged. It means you will feel alive in the middle of the challenge. That is where life has its richest meaning. So tomorrow, when you sit down to work, don't ask, "When will this be done?" Ask instead, "How can I give myself fully to this now?" Feel the movements, notice the progress, embrace the discipline. With each repetition, your mind learns. With each day of practice, the act of working becomes less of a burden and more of a gift. In the end, that is the transformation you are after. Not just achieving results, but learning to live with energy, pride, and satisfaction in the very act of working itself.
Chapter 4. Do today's work without thinking about tomorrow's reward. Most people approach their work with their eyes locked on the future. They keep asking themselves, "When will this pay off? When will I see the results?" That habit creates disappointment and impatience because rewards rarely come as quickly as we hope. If you are always looking ahead for what tomorrow might bring, you miss the chance to give your best to today. The real power lies in learning how to focus only on the work in front of you, giving it your full energy without being distracted by the thought of tomorrow's reward. This is not about ignoring the future. It is about refusing to let the future steal the quality of your effort right now. When you do today's work simply because it needs to be done, you build strength that no delayed reward can match. You become someone who works with pride, not with conditions. Many people tie their effort to what they think they will get in return. If they don't see instant recognition, they lose interest. If they don't feel progress immediately, they stop. That attitude guarantees inconsistency. The ones who grow are the ones who say, "I will give my full effort because today matters, whether the reward comes now, later, or never." That mindset builds character. It builds resilience, and over time, it creates results far bigger than those who keep chasing quick payoffs. Look at how stress grows when you tie yourself to tomorrow. You start to measure every action by how much it will reward you later. You rush, you cut corners, or you give up when you think the reward is too far away. But when you release that obsession, when you work for the sake of progress today, your energy becomes steady. You stop wasting hours questioning whether the payoff is coming. You know the payoff will take care of itself if you take care of the work. That frees your mind. That allows you to stay calm and focused. Think of someone learning a new skill. If they keep asking,
when will I be good at this? They quickly feel frustrated. But if they say, I will practice today and enjoy the process of improvement, they grow faster without the heavy pressure. The same applies to your health, your career, your finances, and your personal growth. The reward is built over time, but the discipline of today is what makes it possible. There is also a psychological truth here. When you attach your happiness only to rewards, you place your emotions in the future. That means you are always waiting for a better tomorrow to feel satisfied. The problem is, tomorrow never arrives as you imagine it. There will always be a bigger goal, another milestone, another result to chase. If you do not learn to value today's work, you will spend your entire life in waiting mode. The way out is simple but demanding. Value the work itself. Value the chance to show up, to put in effort, to strengthen your will, to build something meaningful. That satisfaction can be felt today, without waiting. One of the most powerful shifts you can make is to see work as an expression of who you are, not a transaction for what you will get. When you do work well, even if no one is watching, you are saying to yourself, I am a person who gives my best. That identity is worth more than any external reward. It is self-respect. It is trust in yourself. When you know you will give your best regardless of the reward, you are free. You are no longer chained to outcomes. You are driven by principle. Another benefit of this approach is consistency. Rewards come and go. Some days they appear, some days they don't. If your motivation depends on them, your actions will rise and fall. But if your motivation is tied to the act of working today, your actions stay steady. Consistency is what builds momentum. Momentum is what makes success inevitable over time. The people who last are not the ones who got lucky once. They are the ones who kept working even when there was no applause, no recognition, no guarantee. There is a simple practice that can help train this mindset. At the start of each day, ask yourself, what work deserves my full attention today? Then commit to doing it without attaching it to tomorrow's outcome. When your mind starts wandering into thoughts like, what if this doesn't work, or when will I get results, bring yourself back. Tell yourself, the result is not mine to control today, the work is. This repetition builds discipline. Over time, it becomes natural to focus only on what is in front of you. It is also important to recognize how attaching to rewards makes you vulnerable. If someone praises you, you feel good. If no one notices, you feel worthless. That is not a stable life, but if your satisfaction comes from doing your work well today, you cannot be shaken by external factors. You own your effort, you own your pride, you control your satisfaction. That independence makes you stronger. Think about how peaceful it feels to go to bed after a day of honest effort. You may not have seen the reward yet, but you know you gave what you had. That kind of peace is rare, because most people live in restlessness. They keep asking, what did I get? Instead of asking, what did I give? The peace of knowing you gave your best is more powerful than any reward because it is immediate. You don't have to wait for it. Another example is in building relationships. If you treat people kindly only because you want them to return it tomorrow, your actions will be shallow. But if you treat people well because it is the right thing to do today, you build authentic connections. Over time, those connections become stronger than anything built on expectation. The same principle applies in every area. Do your part today, because it shapes who you are, not because you demand a reward tomorrow. You also need to train your emotions. When you do work only for rewards, your emotions swing wildly. When the reward is near, you feel excited. When it is far, you feel hopeless. That is exhausting. But when you train yourself to enjoy effort today, your emotions become stable. You feel good because you acted with discipline, not because you got something in return. That stability allows you to keep going day after day, without burning. Here's another exercise you can use. At the end of each day, write down three things you did with effort and discipline, regardless of the outcome. This trains your brain to notice and value effort instead of results. It builds pride in the process itself. Over time, you begin to feel stronger every day because you see proof that you showed up. You stop tying your worth to what tomorrow may or may not bring. There will always be uncertainty about outcomes. You can't control how fast rewards come. You can't control every factor that influences them. But you can always control how much work you put in today. That is why this principle is so liberating. It takes you out of the anxiety of waiting and puts you in the clarity of doing. When you begin to live this way, your confidence grows naturally. You no longer worry about whether you will win tomorrow, because you know you are winning today, by giving your full effort. That confidence builds over time. It turns into a deep belief that no matter how long rewards take, you are on the right path. That belief is what sustains people through years of discipline, and ultimately brings the biggest successes. So when you wake up tomorrow, don't waste your energy thinking about what you might get later. Don't make your effort conditional on a promise of reward. Focus on the work in front of you. Do it with pride. Do it with presence. Do it because today matters. If you live this way, you will not only build results in the future, you will build strength, peace, and satisfaction every single day. That is a reward you don't have to wait for.
Chapter 5. Build self-respect by showing up and finishing tasks. Self-respect is not something you can buy, borrow, or demand from others. It is something you earn from yourself by the way you live each day. The foundation of self-respect is built on two very simple actions: showing up and finishing what you start. These two choices, repeated over time, create a sense of pride that no outside approval can ever replace. When you prove to yourself that you can be counted on, that you can trust yourself to follow through, you stand taller, you think clearer, and you move through life with confidence. Without this, you may look strong on the outside, but inside, you will feel weak, because deep down you know you cannot rely on your own word. The act of showing up is often underestimated. People believe they need to feel ready, motivated, or perfectly prepared before they step into action. But waiting for those perfect conditions usually leads to delay after delay. The truth is, showing up is the hardest step. Once you show up, you put yourself in motion. You place yourself in the environment where growth can happen. Think about the times you didn't feel like exercising, working on a project, or attending a commitment. The resistance was strongest before you began, but once you stepped into the gym, once you sat at the desk, once you entered the meeting, momentum started to carry you forward. Showing up is not about being perfect, it's about being present. Finishing tasks is the other side of the same coin. Many people start strong, but fade when things get difficult. They begin a project with excitement, but the moment obstacles appear, they stop. They make promises, but break them when the work feels inconvenient. Every time you quit halfway, you teach yourself that your words do not matter. You weaken your own trust. On the other hand, every time you finish a task, whether big or small, you strengthen your belief that you are reliable. That builds self-respect. You may not always control outcomes, but you can always control whether you complete what you said you would do. This principle has a deep psychological impact. Self-respect is the foundation of discipline, and discipline is the foundation of success. When you lack self-respect, you live with a hidden voice that says, "I cannot trust myself." That voice makes you second-guess decisions, avoid challenges, and shrink from opportunities. But when you build self-respect by showing up and finishing tasks, the voice changes. It says, "I can rely on myself. I will find a way." That inner trust gives you courage in moments when fear wants to hold you back. Think about how this plays out in everyday life. Imagine someone who decides to write for 1 hour every morning. At first,
It feels difficult. Some days they don't want to, but they show up anyway. Over weeks, the habit grows. Each day they finish their 1 hour, they feel a quiet pride. They are not waiting for applause or recognition. They know inside that they kept their word. That feeling of self-trust spreads to other areas of life. Soon they approach challenges with more confidence because they have proof of their consistency. The simple act of showing up and finishing tasks created a stronger identity. Contrast that with someone who constantly breaks promises to themselves. They say they will start a diet, but they give up after 2 days. They say they will work on a project, but they abandon it halfway. Each time they quit, they may excuse it to others, but inside they know the truth. They know they cannot trust themselves. Over time, this eats away at confidence. They stop believing in their own ability to follow through. The result is hesitation, doubt, and regret. That is why showing up and finishing tasks is not optional. It is essential if you want to build self-respect. You can start small. It doesn't matter if the task seems minor. The power comes from completion. Wash the dishes fully instead of leaving them half done. Finish the book you started instead of leaving it on the shelf. Follow through on the workout instead of quitting halfway. Each finished task is a deposit into your self-respect account. The more deposits you make, the stronger your sense of self becomes. Over time, this compounds into unshakable trust in yourself. One of the mistakes people make is thinking that self-respect comes from big achievement. They believe they will respect themselves only when they land the perfect job, earn a certain amount of money, or gain recognition from others. But self-respect is not built in giant leaps. It is built in the daily discipline of showing up and finishing tasks, no matter how small. When you master the small commitments, you develop the strength to handle the big ones. Skipping the small steps because you think they don't matter is exactly what weakens your character. Another important aspect is honesty. You cannot build self-respect if you make promises you never intend to keep. Start with commitments that are realistic. If you say you will do something, mean it. If you commit, follow through. Your mind remembers every broken promise, even when you pretend to forget. That memory shapes your identity. If you want to respect yourself, you must learn to take your own word seriously. There will be times when finishing a task feels inconvenient. Fatigue will come, distractions will appear, and temptations will invite you to stop. In those moments, remember that quitting is not just about the task. It is about the signal you send to yourself. If you quit once, it becomes easier to quit again. If you push through, it becomes easier to push through next time. Discipline works like a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. It is also important to separate effort from perfection. Finishing a task does not mean it has to be flawless. It means you followed through to the end with the best you had at that moment. Perfectionism often kills progress because people would rather quit than finish something imperfect. But self-respect grows when you complete even if it's not perfect, because you kept your commitment. Over time, quality improves naturally as consistency builds skill. Building self-respect through showing up and finishing tasks also changes how others see you. People trust those who are consistent. If you are the kind of person who shows up when you say you will, and you finish what you commit to, others begin to rely on you. Your reputation grows. But even more important than their trust is your own. When you respect yourself, you stop living for external validation. You no longer chase approval desperately because you already hold yourself in high regard. Consider how it feels emotionally to end a day knowing you completed what you set out to do. That quiet pride is worth more than any outside praise. You feel peace because you lived with integrity. Compare that to the frustration of leaving tasks undone. The guilt follows you, the stress builds, and you know you could have done better. Which life would you rather live? The choice is made in simple acts of showing up and finishing, repeated daily. Here's a practical way to begin strengthening this habit. Each evening, write down 3 tasks for the next day. Commit to showing up and finishing those tasks, no matter what. They don't need to be huge, but they must be done fully. At the end of the day, check them off. That small practice creates a rhythm of completion. Over time, you can take on larger commitments with the same discipline. The habit of finishing grows stronger each day. When you live this way long enough, self-respect becomes unshakable. You no longer fear failure because you know you will show up again tomorrow. You no longer fear challenges because you trust your ability to follow through. You no longer rely on motivation because discipline has taken its place. This transformation begins with the simple choice to show up and finish tasks. Self-respect is not given, it is earned. Each morning you wake up, you are presented with the chance to earn it again. Show up even when you don't feel like it. Finish what you start, even when it becomes uncomfortable. Each time you do, you strengthen your character, your confidence, and your future. Over time, you will look back and realize that the greatest reward was not in what you achieved, but in who you became. A person who can trust themselves. A person who commands their own respect. Chapter 6. Push yourself when you feel lazy and want comfort. There will always be days when laziness feels stronger than discipline. You wake up with good intentions, but comfort calls you back to the bed. You know you have work to do, but the couch feels more inviting. Your goals may be written down, but the temptation to put them off grows louder in your head. This is the battle every human being faces, and it's the moment that separates those who move forward from those who stay stuck. The decision you make in those moments shapes your future far more than what you plan on paper. Pushing yourself when you feel lazy and want comfort is not just about finishing a task, it's about training yourself to rise above excuses and claim control over your own life. Laziness often disguises itself as harmless. It whispers, "Rest a little more, you'll work later." It tells you that one skipped day won't matter. But deep inside, you know it does matter. Each time you surrender to comfort, you strengthen the habit of avoidance. Each time you push through, you strengthen the habit of discipline. Your character is built in those tiny, quiet choices when no one is watching. The reward for discipline is self-respect, and the punishment for laziness is regret. It's important to understand that laziness doesn't come from a lack of ability. Most people who feel lazy are not incapable, they are untrained in how to respond to resistance. The human brain is wired to conserve energy, to seek pleasure, and to avoid discomfort. If you give in to this wiring, you will always choose the path of least effort. But if you retrain your response, if you remind yourself that growth only comes through effort, you begin to change your relationship with discomfort. You stop seeing it as something to avoid and start seeing it as a signal that you are on the right track. Think about the times you resisted laziness and pushed yourself anyway. You may have gone for a run when your body wanted rest, or studied when your mind wanted distraction, or stayed focused when comfort tempted you. How did you feel afterward? Tired, yes, but also proud, alive and strong. Now think about the times you gave in to laziness. You might have felt relief in the moment, but later it turned into guilt and frustration. That contrast is the proof. The short-term ease of comfort always costs more than the short-term effort of discipline. To push yourself when you feel lazy, you need strategies that are practical. One of the simplest is to lower the barrier of entry. If you don't feel like exercising, tell yourself you'll do just 5 minutes. If you don't feel like writing, commit to one paragraph. Once you begin, momentum carries you forward. Starting is the hardest part, but once you cross that line, you often do far more than you expected. The key is to break laziness by making the first step small and undeniable. Another strategy is to reconnect with your reasons. Laziness often wins when you forget why the work matters. Take a moment to remind yourself what is at stake. Your future depends on the decisions you make today. Your health, your career, your confidence, they all grow or shrink based on whether you push through comfort or surrender to it. When the desire to quit rises, ask yourself, will I be proud of this decision tonight? That simple question can reframe the moment and reignite your determination. Environment also plays a huge role. If you surround yourself with comfort at all times, laziness becomes easier. But if you create an environment that encourages action, discipline becomes natural. Clear away distractions. Keep your tools ready. Place reminders where you can see them. Make laziness harder and discipline easier. For example, if you want to read more, keep a book on your desk instead of your phone. If you want to exercise, set out your clothes the night before. These small adjustments can shift your behavior in powerful ways. You also need to recognize that comfort is addictive. The more you give in, the harder it becomes to break free. But the same is true of discipline. The more you push yourself, the more natural it feels. Think of your mind like a muscle. If you lift nothing, it stays weak. If you lift consistently, it grows stronger. Each time you choose discipline over laziness, you are lifting that mental weight. Over weeks and months, the choice becomes easier because your willpower has grown. Many people think motivation is the answer, but motivation is unreliable. It comes in bursts and disappears quickly. Discipline is built on action, not feelings. The act of doing creates the motivation you were waiting for. When you sit down to work, even if you didn't feel like it, your brain catches up. The satisfaction of progress becomes its own motivation. This is why the most disciplined people in the world rarely talk about waiting to feel ready. They know readiness is a trap. The way out is action. Pushing through laziness is not just about the task at hand, it's about building a certain type of person. Every time you overcome laziness, you tell yourself, I am someone who follows through. I am someone who acts, even when it's hard. That identity compounds. Soon you begin to see yourself differently. Confidence grows because you no longer doubt your own ability to act. That shift in self-image is one of the greatest rewards of discipline. There is also a physical side to this. Laziness often disguises itself as tiredness, but most of the time, action actually creates energy. How many times have you dreaded starting something, only to feel more awake once you began? Your body responds to movement, your mind responds to focus. Comfort may feel restful, but too much of it drains you. Effort, on the other hand, renews you. The best way to beat fatigue is not to sink deeper into laziness, but to rise up and move. It is also valuable to set clear boundaries with yourself. If you allow excuses to guide you, you will always find a reason to avoid effort. Train yourself to recognize excuses as lies. When your mind says, you deserve to rest, challenge it. Do you deserve more regret or more progress? When it says, it won't matter if you skip today, remind yourself that every day builds your future. Small compromises pile up quickly, and before long, they shape your life. If you want a strong life, stop negotiating with laziness. Another helpful practice is accountability. Share your goals with someone you trust. Let them know what you plan to do and ask them to check in on your progress. Laziness thrives in secrecy, but it weakens when exposed to accountability. When you know someone else will ask, "Did you finish?" you're far less likely to quit, and as you build the habit, you may find that accountability shifts inward. You start holding yourself to higher standards, because your self-respect has grown. At the end of the day, comfort is easy, but it costs you your potential. Effort is hard, but it pays you with growth. The choice is always in your hands. Every time you feel lazy, you face a crossroad. Choose comfort and stay the same, or choose effort and become stronger. Each choice may feel small in the moment, but together they shape who you become in the years ahead. When you look back on your life, the moments you will remember with pride are not the hours you spent lying in comfort. You will remember the mornings you rose early to put in the work. You will remember the evenings you pushed through tiredness to finish what mattered. You will remember the times you acted even when no one expected you to. Those moments will stand out because they built you. They created the version of yourself you respect. So when laziness whispers to you, recognize it for what it is, the enemy of your progress. Do not let it win. Stand up, take a step, push yourself into action. You will not regret the effort. You will regret the comfort that stole your time. Train yourself to rise above it, one decision at a time. Each victory builds momentum. Each act of discipline builds strength. And soon, you will find that what once felt impossible becomes your new normal. That is the reward of pushing yourself when you feel lazy and want comfort.
Chapter 7. Direct your focus to effort, not people's opinions. One of the greatest traps a person can fall into is living for the approval of others. From childhood, most people are conditioned to seek recognition, to care about what others think, and to adjust their actions based on outside opinions. The problem with this way of living is that you lose sight of the one thing that truly belongs to you, your effort. You can never fully control how people see you, what they say about you, or whether they choose to recognize your progress. But you can always control how much work you put in, how consistent you are, and how disciplined you remain. Directing your focus to effort instead of people's opinions is one of the most liberating decisions you can make. It removes unnecessary pressure, it clears your mind, and it gives you the power to live with integrity. When you tie your sense of worth to other people's approval, you place your happiness in their hands. If they praise you, you feel good. If they criticize you or ignore you, you feel crushed. That emotional roller coaster leaves you powerless. But when you tie your sense of worth to your effort, you gain stability. You know exactly when to feel proud, when you've given your best, when you've shown discipline, when you've kept your word. That is something no one can take from you, because it is based on your own choices, not their judgment. The truth is, people's opinions are constantly shifting. One day they may admire you, the next day they may criticize you. Sometimes their judgment has nothing to do with you at all. It reflects their own insecurities, their own limitations, their own preferences. If you let yourself be driven by that, you'll spend your life chasing approval that can never be guaranteed. But if you direct your focus to effort, you create something permanent. You build an inner foundation that does not collapse every time someone else changes their mind. Think about the emotional weight that comes from worrying about what others think. You hesitate before starting because you wonder how people will react. You hold yourself back because you fear criticism. You abandon projects halfway because you're not sure they'll be received well. All of this kills progress before it even begins. But when you focus on effort, you free yourself from that burden. You ask a different question, not what will they think, but did I give my best today? That one question changes everything. Directing your focus to effort is not about ignoring feedback. Feedback can be valuable when it helps you improve, but there is a difference between listening to constructive guidance and living for approval. Constructive feedback points you toward growth. Chasing opinions keeps you stuck in insecurity. When you know the difference, you can use feedback wisely, without letting it control your self-worth. Every person who has achieved something meaningful faced criticism and doubt from others. The difference is that they did not allow those voices to outweigh their commitment to effort. They showed up, they worked, and they stayed consistent, regardless of what people said. Over time, results spoke louder than opinions. The same will be true for you. If you put your head down and keep working, eventually your progress becomes undeniable. It is also important to realize that effort brings peace in a way that approval never can. At the end of the day, you know whether you worked with discipline or wasted time. If you worked hard, you feel peace even if no one noticed. If you gave in to laziness, you feel guilt even if everyone praised you.
This shows that effort is the true source of self-respect. External validation might feel good for a moment, but it fades. Inner respect lasts because it is based on truth. You can train this mindset daily. Whenever you catch yourself wondering what others think, stop and ask, "Have I done the work today?" If the answer is yes, let that be enough. Over time, this habit rewires your thinking. You stop measuring your value by opinions and start measuring it by action. That is when real confidence grows. Confidence is not built from compliments, it is built from evidence. The evidence is your effort. There will be times when people doubt you. They may question your path, your choices, or your methods. If you let their doubt become your doubt, you will stall. But if you focus on effort, you remind yourself that their doubt does not change the value of your work. Every hour you invest, every repetition you complete, every task you finish, moves you forward. That is real progress, no matter what anyone says. This approach also teaches patience. Opinions are often based on quick judgment. People may not see the value of your work immediately. They may dismiss it because results take time. If you chase their approval, you may quit before the reward comes. But if you commit to effort, you keep going long enough to see results. Patience is sustained not by applause, but by the discipline of daily action. Another truth to remember is that people are often too busy with their own lives to think about you as much as you fear. The harsh words or quick judgments you worry about are usually forgotten by them within minutes. Yet if you let those opinions control you, you carry them for days, weeks, or even years. Isn't it wiser to carry the pride of effort instead of the weight of imagined criticism? Your energy is far too valuable to waste on thoughts that exist only in someone else's mind. You can strengthen this discipline by celebrating effort itself. At the end of each day, reflect on the moments you pushed yourself, not the moments you were recognized. Did you complete the task you promised? Did you resist the urge to quit? Did you choose effort over excuse? Celebrate those victories. They may seem small, but they shape your character. And character is worth more than applause. There is also freedom in knowing that you cannot please everyone. No matter how hard you try, someone will always find fault. If you base your life on pleasing others, you will exhaust yourself and never feel enough. But if you base your life on effort, you will always feel enough when you give your best. That freedom allows you to act boldly, to take risks, and to live authentically. Imagine two people. One spends the day worried about being judged, so they hold back, adjusts themselves, and hide their true effort. The other spends the day focused on giving full effort, regardless of judgment. At the end of the day, who grew stronger? Who made progress? Who built self-respect? It will always be the one who gave their best, because effort creates growth, while opinions create nothing. Over time, this discipline reshapes your identity. You begin to see yourself as someone who does the work, not someone who chases approval. That identity is powerful. It builds resilience, because you no longer crumble when opinions are negative. You stay steady, because your measure of success has not changed. It was never about them. It was always about what you gave. So tomorrow, when you begin your day, remind yourself of this truth. You do not control opinions, but you always control effort. Direct your energy toward the one thing that belongs to you. Give it everything you have. Let the world think what it will, but know in your heart that you lived with discipline, integrity, and strength. That is how real confidence is built. That is how you move forward, regardless of noise around you. And that is how you build a life that stands on the solid foundation of your own effort, not on the fragile ground of other people's opinion. Chapter 8. Stay with the process, even when results feel invisible. One of the most difficult challenges in life is continuing to work when you cannot see progress. It's easy to stay consistent when results appear quickly, when your effort is followed by recognition, or when you feel change immediately, but there will be long stretches where your discipline produces no visible reward. You may exercise for weeks without seeing your body change. You may study for months without the test scores improving. You may work on a project without anyone noticing. These moments test your character more than anything else. The real question is whether you can stay with the process when the results feel invisible. Most people quit too soon, not because the process failed, but because they lost patience. They confuse a lack of visible progress with a lack of progress altogether. The truth is, growth is often happening beneath the surface. Just because you cannot see change today does not mean your effort is wasted. The seed you plant does not sprout instantly. It takes time, care, and consistency before it breaks through the ground. In the same way, your effort today is building strength, knowledge, and resilience that will reveal itself later. The key is trusting the process, even when you don't see the payoff. When results feel invisible, doubt begins to grow. You start asking yourself, is this even worth it? Am I wasting my time? Should I quit? These questions can destroy your progress if you let them control you. The way to overcome doubt is to bring your focus back to action. Ask yourself not whether it's working, but whether you are working. Ask yourself whether you are keeping your promises to yourself. That is where real confidence comes from. Results may be delayed, but effort is always immediate. Think about the emotional strength you build by staying consistent when there is no recognition. That is discipline in its purest form. Anyone can work hard when rewards are instant, but only a few can work hard when rewards are nowhere in sight. Those few are the ones who ultimately succeed, because they have learned to trust effort instead of chasing constant validation. They build momentum slowly, and then one day the results arrive so strongly that others call it sudden success. But it was never sudden. It was the invisible work stacked day after day. The process itself has value beyond result. When you show up daily, even without evidence of progress, you are shaping yourself into someone who can be trusted. You are teaching your mind and body that consistency is not negotiable. That kind of discipline becomes a part of your identity. It spreads into other areas of life. You start showing up for relationships, responsibilities, and personal growth with the same reliability. This identity is more valuable than any short-term result, because it ensures you can keep building for a lifetime. Patience is a skill you must actively train. In a world where everything is built around speed, fast food, quick entertainment, instant feedback, patience feels unnatural, but meaningful growth takes time. If you can train yourself to keep showing up without the immediate dopamine of results, you separate yourself from the majority. While others bounce from one thing to another, looking for instant gratification, you will be stacking real progress. It may not show today, but when it finally does, it will be undeniable. You need to understand that invisible results are not the same as no result. They are simply results you cannot see yet. Think about learning. For weeks, it may feel like nothing is clicking. Then suddenly, you experience clarity. That clarity is not sudden. It is the accumulation of invisible practice that finally reached a breaking point. The same applies to fitness, business, skill development, or personal growth. The results are building inside you quietly until they are ready to reveal themselves. There is also an emotional reward in staying with the process. Each day, you keep going despite the lack of visible progress. You strengthen your resilience. You prove to yourself that you are not easily shaken. That inner pride cannot be taken away. Even if the world doesn't see your progress yet, you know the discipline is real. You know you are honoring your commitment. That knowledge alone creates confidence, peace, and strength. A useful way to stay consistent is to measure effort rather than outcome. Instead of asking, "Did I get the result today?" ask, did I do the work today? This shift changes everything. You no longer live in constant disappointment because the result hasn't arrived yet. You live in satisfaction because you know you controlled what you could control. Over time, the results take care of themselves, but they can only come if the effort remains steady. Another important perspective is that invisible results are often the foundation for visible ones. For example, if you spend months networking, building skills and putting in work without recognition, you may feel invisible. But later, one connection, one opportunity, one breakthrough will appear, and all those unseen efforts will suddenly matter. Without the invisible phase, the visible success would never come. This is why consistency is not optional. It is the bridge to breakthrough. You must also guard your mind against comparison during this stage. When your results feel invisible, it is tempting to look at others and wonder why they are advancing faster. This comparison destroys focus and feeds discouragement. Remember, you do not see their invisible process, you only see the highlight. If you keep comparing, you'll quit your process to chase someone else's timeline. The discipline is to look inward, to measure only your own consistency. Progress will come at its own pace, but only if you remain patient. There will be moments when you feel tired of the grind, when the weight of unseen results makes you question yourself. In those moments, remind yourself of why you started. Reconnect with the vision that made you commit in the first place. That vision is what gives meaning to the process, even when the results are not visible yet. Write it down, speak it out, keep it in front of you daily. It is easier to keep moving when you remember the bigger picture. One of the strongest ways to endure invisible results is to build routine. Routines remove the need for constant decision-making. Instead of asking yourself daily whether you should keep going, you simply follow your structure. This removes emotion from the process. You stop debating with yourself and start acting automatically. Over time, the routine carries you even when motivation fades. The discipline becomes part of who you are. It is also worth noting that invisible results often test whether you truly want the goal or just the reward. If you quit when the results don't show up quickly, it reveals that you were only chasing the outcome, not committed to the process. But if you keep going, you prove that you value growth for its own sake. That kind of commitment is rare, and it is what makes the eventual reward worth more. Every day you stay with the process, you are building unseen layers of strength. You may not feel them growing, but they are. One day you'll face a challenge that would have broken you before, and you'll realize you can handle it now. That strength didn't appear suddenly, it was built in all those invisible days. That is why you must never underestimate the value of consistency, even when progress is hidden. At the end of the day, you have a choice. You can give up when results are invisible and guarantee failure, or you can keep going and give yourself the chance to succeed. Which choice builds the life you want? The answer is clear. Stay with the process. Trust your effort. Believe in the compound effect of daily discipline. Results will appear when they are ready, but only if you are still standing when they arrive. So when tomorrow comes and you feel discouraged because nothing seems to be happening, remember this truth. Growth is not always visible, but it is always happening if you are consistent. Stay with the process. Honor your commitment. Give your best even when no one notices. In time, the invisible will become visible, and you will look back with pride knowing that you didn't quit when it was hardest to keep going. That is how strength is built. That is how success is earned, and that is how you live with confidence that cannot be shaken.
Chapter 9. Prove discipline to yourself through consistent daily action. Discipline is not proven by words, intentions, or plans. It is proven through daily action,
the small and steady choices you make that stack together over time. Anyone can say they want to be disciplined, but only those who consistently act on their commitments truly earn that title. The power of discipline is not in dramatic gestures or rare bursts of effort. It is in showing up every single day, even when no one is watching, even when you don't feel like it, and even when the results are not immediate. The evidence of discipline is built in the routines you keep, the promises you honor, and the work you finish day after day. Most people think of discipline as a grand moment of willpower, but in reality it is much simpler. It's waking up on time when your body wants to sleep longer. It's choosing to complete the task before you relax. It's sticking to your routine even when distractions surround you. Each of these small decisions is a piece of proof. One day may not feel significant, but when repeated for weeks, months, and years, they add up to a life built on reliability and strength. The power of discipline is cumulative, and the only way to build it is through consistent daily action. Consistency is difficult because it requires you to keep going when emotions shift. Motivation may carry you for a short while, but it fades quickly. Excitement is strong at the beginning, but it always weakens. The question is whether you can keep acting when motivation disappears. Discipline means you do not wait for inspiration to strike. You rely on structure, on your word, on the habits you've built. That is how you prove to yourself that you are serious about growth. Without this proof, you remain stuck in cycles of starting and stopping, never building momentum. The reason daily action matters so much is because it shapes identity. Every time you act with discipline, you strengthen the belief that you are a reliable person. Every time you break discipline, you weaken that belief. Over time, these repeated choices define how you see yourself. If you want to see yourself as disciplined, you cannot just think it, you must prove it through action. Identity is not formed in your mind, it is formed in your behavior. Your behavior is your evidence. Imagine someone who decides to exercise daily. On day one, the change is invisible. On day two, still no difference. But after weeks of consistency, their body begins to change, their energy grows, and their confidence rises. The discipline was not proven by a single workout, it was proven by the daily action that continued long after the excitement wore off. The same is true for learning, building a business, or any form of personal growth. Discipline reveals itself in the long series of ordinary days, where you could have quit but chose not to. Daily action also trains resilience. Life is unpredictable. There will be setbacks, failures, and disappointments. If your discipline depends on perfect conditions, it will collapse the moment adversity arrives. But if you have trained yourself to act daily, no matter what, you build resilience. You prove to yourself that you can keep moving forward even in the face of difficulty. That resilience becomes one of your greatest assets because it allows you to outlast challenges that stop others. It is important to remember that discipline is not about intensity, it is about consistency. Many people go all in for a short time, working with extreme effort for a few days only to burn out and stop. That pattern does not build discipline, it builds frustration. True discipline is measured by how steady you can be over the long term. It's better to take small daily steps that never stop than to take massive steps that exhaust you. The person who does a little every day will surpass the one who does a lot occasionally. There is also a deep sense of freedom that comes from proving discipline to yourself. When you know you can rely on your own actions, you stop living with constant doubt. You no longer ask yourself, "Will I quit again?" because you have built a track record of consistency. That confidence gives you peace of mind. You realize that no matter what challenge lies ahead, you have the discipline to handle it. That belief is priceless, and it can only be earned through repeated daily action. Daily discipline creates trust in yourself. Trust is built just like in any relationship, by keeping promises. Each time you say you will do something, and then actually do it, you deposit trust into your relationship with yourself. Each time you break a promise, you withdraw from that trust. Over time, the balance shows. If you want to feel secure in yourself, keep your promises daily. That is how self-trust grows, and without self-trust, confidence cannot last. Another reason daily action matters is because success is not built in a single day, but over many days. You may not see the effect of today's effort, but combined with tomorrow's and the next day's, it creates momentum that becomes unstoppable. Each action is like a brick in a wall. One brick looks small, but as you lay brick after brick, you build something solid. The wall would never exist without those individual bricks, just as success would never exist without those daily actions. To prove discipline to yourself, you must also remove excuses. Excuses are the language of inconsistency. They convince you that skipping one day is harmless, but that habit compounds as quickly as action does. Discipline grows only when you refuse to let excuses dictate your behavior. This does not mean you must be perfect, but it does mean you must be honest. If you break discipline, acknowledge it and get back on track immediately. Do not allow excuses to justify a pattern of quitting. Practical strategies can help build daily consistency. Setting routines, creating reminders, and tracking your progress are powerful tools. When you structure your day in a way that makes discipline easier, you increase your chances of following through. For example, scheduling your important tasks at the same time each day creates a rhythm. Over time, the routine carries you forward without constant decision-making. Discipline becomes automatic when built into structure. Celebrating small wins is also important. Discipline can feel heavy if you only measure big outcomes. Instead, measure the act of showing up daily. Celebrate the fact that you did what you said you would do today. That celebration reinforces the behavior and makes it more likely you will repeat it. The pride you feel in small wins adds up, creating a positive association with discipline. When you live with consistent daily action, you begin to experience compounding growth. Skills improve faster, habits become stronger, confidence deepens. Over time, the gap between who you were and who you are becomes undeniable. Others may notice it eventually, but the real reward is that you notice it. You see yourself becoming more reliable, more capable, more disciplined. That recognition is not based on external approval, it is based on undeniable evidence. Proving discipline to yourself is not about impressing others, it is about building a foundation you can stand on for the rest of your life. When you know you can rely on yourself, you carry that strength into every area: work, health, relationships, and personal growth. No one can take it away because it is built through actions you controlled. The world may change, but your discipline remains steady. That steadiness is what carries you forward when everything else feels uncertain. At the end of each day, ask yourself one question. Did I prove my discipline today through consistent action? If the answer is yes, you can rest with pride, regardless of the outcome. If the answer is no, be honest and reset tomorrow. Over time, more and more days will end with a yes. That is how you build momentum. That is how you transform discipline from something you want into something you are. Discipline is not proven once and for all. It must be proven daily. Each morning gives you a new opportunity to show yourself who you are. Each evening gives you the chance to look back with either pride or regret. The choice is always in your hands. Choose to act, choose to be consistent, choose to build the evidence that you are a disciplined person. That evidence, repeated over time, will shape your character, your future, and your life.
Chapter 10. Find satisfaction in progress, not in outside validation. One of the greatest shifts you can make in life is deciding that your satisfaction will come from your own progress, not from outside validation. Most people spend their lives chasing approval. They want applause, praise, recognition, and constant reminders from others that they are good enough. While those things may feel good in the moment, they are fragile, they disappear quickly,
and they keep you trapped in a cycle of always needing more. True confidence, real fulfillment, comes when you learn to measure yourself against your own growth. When you find satisfaction in progress, you take back control of your happiness. No one else can give it or take it away, because it comes from within you. Depending on outside validation is exhausting. When you tie your self-worth to other people's opinions, you become a prisoner of their approval. If they cheer for you, you feel high. If they criticize or ignore you, you feel low. Your emotions swing back and forth, depending on forces outside of your control. That instability makes it impossible to feel secure. But when you root your satisfaction in your own progress, you find stability. You can feel good about yourself even if no one notices, because you know the truth. You are growing, you are moving forward, you are keeping promises to yourself. Progress is one of the most powerful motivators, but only if you learn to recognize it. Too many people overlook their growth because they are only focused on big milestones. They don't notice the small improvements, the extra rep in the gym, the extra hour of focus, the better choice made in a tough moment. Yet these small steps are proof of progress. They are the building blocks of transformation. If you wait for others to recognize your achievements, you will miss the deeper satisfaction that comes from seeing your own advancement every day. This shift is not easy, because validation is addictive. From the time you are young, you are rewarded with praise for good grades, approval for good behavior, and recognition for achievements. Over time, the brain becomes hooked on that feeling. As an adult, you may find yourself working not for the work itself, but for the likes, the compliments, the recognition. The problem is that external validation is inconsistent. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. If that is your fuel, you will constantly run out of energy. The better choice is to build a system where your fuel comes from your own recognition of progress. That is a fuel source that never runs dry. Finding satisfaction in progress also protects you from the trap of comparison. When you seek validation, you naturally look at others to see how you measure up. You compare their achievements, their recognition, their status. This comparison steals your joy, because there will always be someone ahead of you in some area. But when you focus on your own progress, you stop comparing. You only ask one question: am I better than I was yesterday? That question gives you peace, because you can always improve at your own pace. Let's consider the emotional difference between the two approaches. Imagine you complete a project at work. If you are seeking validation, your satisfaction depends entirely on whether your boss praises you or your colleagues notice. If they don't, you feel discouraged, even though you did something valuable. Now imagine you measure satisfaction by progress. You recognize that you worked harder, produced better quality, or managed your time more effectively than before. Even if no one says a word, you feel proud, because you know you grew. That pride cannot be taken away by silence or criticism. Progress also creates a long-lasting sense of fulfillment, while validation only gives you a quick burst. Think about compliments. They feel good in the moment, but they fade almost instantly. You soon crave another, and then another. It becomes a cycle of dependence. Progress, on the other hand, compounds. Each improvement builds on the last. When you look back after months or years, you see how far you've come. That realization gives you a deep sense of pride and satisfaction that lasts, because it is rooted in truth. This way of living requires awareness. You must train yourself to notice progress. Keep a journal of what you accomplish daily. Write down the tasks you finish, the habits you keep, the obstacles you overcome. Over time, you will see patterns of growth that you might have overlooked. This record becomes proof of your consistency, and it gives you encouragement when doubt creeps in. It reminds you that even if no one else acknowledges your effort, you are moving forward. There is also freedom in learning to validate yourself. When you no longer depend on others for approval, you stop living for their expectations. You begin to live according to your own standards. This does not mean you ignore others completely, but it means you place their opinions in the right place. Guidance is helpful, but it is not your foundation. Your foundation is built on your progress, your integrity, and your discipline. That independence makes you stronger, because your emotions are no longer at the mercy of others. At times, this mindset will feel lonely, because you will not always get the applause you deserve. You may work hard in silence. You may achieve small victories no one else notices. But this is where your character is built. If you can stay motivated without recognition, you have mastered one of the hardest skills in life. You have learned to run on internal strength instead of external approval. That kind of strength is rare, and it is what separates the truly disciplined from the easily swayed. Another benefit of finding satisfaction in progress is that it makes you more consistent. When you rely on validation, your effort will rise and fall depending on whether people notice you. Some days you'll work hard because you expect praise, but other days you'll quit because no one seems to care. This inconsistency kills momentum. But if your satisfaction comes from progress, you keep going every day, because you are always capable of recognizing your own growth. You become steady, and steadiness is the key to long-term success. This principle also creates humility. If you only work for validation, you may become arrogant when recognition comes, or bitter when it doesn't, but when you work for progress, you stay grounded. You know there is always more to learn, always more to improve, always another level to reach. That humility keeps you moving forward, without being blinded by pride or crushed by disappointment. One of the best ways to strengthen this mindset is to ask yourself at the end of the day, where did I progress today? The answer may be small. You may have resisted an excuse, learned a new detail, or stayed disciplined for another day. But each of those answers matters. Each of them builds proof that you are growing. When you stack enough of those days, the satisfaction becomes unshakable. You no longer need others to tell you that you are on the right track, because you can see it in your own evidence. It is also important to separate effort from outcome. Sometimes progress looks like showing up, even if the result was not perfect. If you wrote when you didn't feel like it, that's progress. If you exercised when you were tired, that's progress. If you pushed through discomfort to stay disciplined, that's progress. The reward is not only in the outcome, it is in the fact that you kept moving forward. When you learn to value these small steps, you will find satisfaction daily, not just occasionally. At the end of your life, you will not remember the compliments, the likes, or the recognition as much as you will remember the times you grew. You will remember the days you stayed disciplined, even when no one cared. You will remember the strength you built in silence. You will remember the pride of knowing you kept your word. That is what lasts. That is what gives meaning to your journey. So choose today to find satisfaction in progress. Look for it in the small steps, the repeated actions, the choices you make when no one is watching. Let your standard be your own improvement, not the noise of outside voices. If you can do that, you will live with peace, confidence, and strength that others cannot give or take away. Satisfaction will no longer be something you chase. It will be something you create within yourself through daily growth. That is the foundation of a meaningful life, and it belongs to anyone who chooses discipline over validation, progress over applause, and truth over the opinions of others.